All right, shoot. Shoot me.
Shoot up the other night, overtime tonight. How emotionally taxing for these teams?
That's just the way it is. You know, we've got, it's not like we don't have time to recover. You know, if you had to play 4 and 5 nights and you played 4 of them like this, it'd be a little bit tough. But, you know, I don't think it's the way you draw it up to go like this. But, you know, we found a way to win. I think that's the good thing. And they've done it twice in a row. You know, we didn't have a lot of overtime games or shootout games, but it looks like we're heading that way.
Does it concern you?
No.
What does it say to you about the team right now? Just as far as much as having lead and ending the game
tonight. Well, you know, I mean, we're resilient if you want to look at that way. You know, a little bit dangerous to play that way, but to have those things happen that way, it's not how you draw it up, but that's what we're doing right now. So I can't make it any other. You know, I can't say anything else. That's the way we're doing it.
What's happening in the third? What's happened tonight? And what happened the other night? Were they similar or?
I'd say yes.
But what's happening?
You want me to draw you a picture with crayons? How would you like me to do it? I mean, I know what's happening. I don't care to share that information, if that's what you want to know.
You talked a lot about finding ways to win as opposed to finding ways to lose games, other than the wins themselves. What is that? Is that will? Is it desire? That's what you're doing now.
You're fine. Well, we are, and the games are, you know, the games mean more, so that's a good thing because, you know, for us, it's a good thing because we're dealing with some pressure and some stress. Like, there's, you know, for them, you know, they would play relaxed, there's really nothing to lose, you know, but, I mean, people don't look at that, they look at the game, you know, so you got two different emotional levels. From our level, there's a lot to lose. For them, they can just play, win or lose. I mean, it's not, they got pride and other things like that, which I'm not being disrespectful to them, but it's a way different deal. Like, if it's tied 2-2, you know, we're nervous. And I don't think that they are. So for us, we got to deal with a little bit of the pressure. And I think from that standpoint, it's good. And we're dealing with pressure, which is good because there's a lot more pressure in the playoffs. And, you know, there's a lot of things in the playoffs because you have a series and there's a lot of things that get involved. So, you know, I'm just focusing on winning the game in front of us and going from there. And I'm happy we're able to get 2 points, not one, but two, you know. But.
Would you please share your first thought when you saw Buffman swat the rebound?
My first thought was, yippee, we got 2 points. That was my first thought. But it's not like I was doing cartwheels.
Is that the resiliency, though? Like, he has that play with seven at the end, and get down.
What's your question?
I said, is that some of the resiliency you're talking about with your team when he makes a mistake like that, but doesn't get too down, he goes to overtime, the team needs him, gets a big goal like that?
I'll let you decide that. I don't know.
Do you see more fired up to you tonight?
Who?
Just with
him. Well, he was physical. You notice some things, you know, from a physical standpoint. So he looked like he was involved, certainly from that standpoint. Did some good things, did some things that were not so good. And for me, I'd like all players to be consistent, but that's a really hard thing to do. Is, you know, you'd like a lot of things.
Pavlik was, I saw you kind of waving your arms at Pavlik there in the first minute when he didn't come to the bench on the delayed penalty. And then he...
He was preoccupied thinking about something else, you know.
Were you worried about him at that time? And then,
not really.
How big did he redeem himself with those things?
Not really. Well, he was, you know, we talked about that this morning. I mean, how good was he during that 5-minute stretch? I mean, he was through the roof, and that's exactly what we talked about this morning. So made me look like I know what I'm talking about.
A couple more, guys. Blake says rest is a big reason why you've had success over the past 5 games. Do you agree?
I think so. I think we've managed that part of the thing pretty much all year, you know. The rest thing is good because we've finally got a 4-day break, you know. And I think I believe every team had it in the schedule. I might be dreaming about that, but I think that everybody had a break somewhere in there. You know, we got ours at the end. We're just thankful that we were still kind of in it because we had that five-game, you know, speed bump we hit there that came at a good time for us. So, and you need the energy now because it's, you know, with pressure you need energy, and we've got some energy.
Last one.
Are you thinking on the bench in overtime how you kind of need to win this game in overtime as opposed to the shootout?
No. I'm only thinking that I'd like the 2 points, and you know what? We knew we got 1 point, so it would be nice to get the two, but you know, it's not what you wanted it to be. But so I'm thinking we got to make sure that we're ready to try to get the 1 point, however that gets to. So if we're playing 4-on-4, just not lose sight of however we're going to do it. You know, we did it this way, but it could have been a shootout. You know. Thanks, guys. Good night.
Hey, guys, we're 11 o'clock here tomorrow morning. Okay, see you then.